My name is Sherry Hancock, and I'm interviewing Myra Lou Rainey Willis from Piedmont, Alabama. It's March 30th, 1995. Okay, where were you born at?
Calhoun County.
Where you were born at home?
At home.
And what was your parents' names?
Daly Rainey and Maddie Rainey.
What stories did your parents tell you of your first few years?
My mother told me that I had long black hair when I was born, and it was so pretty. And Dr. Sparks was my doctor from Piedmont, Alabama, and he told her that he used to have a sweetheart named Myra, and if she would name me Myra and not cut my pretty long hair till I was grown, that at his time of death, he would leave an inheritance for me. And my mother never cut my hair, wouldn't let me cut my hair at all. But he didn't leave me no inheritance. If he did, I've never heard from him.
When did you finally get your hair cut?
At the age of 15.
Did you do it yourself?
No, a friend of mine cut it. But my mother, I slipped off from home and got her to cut it. Her name was Maud Sanford. And I got her to cut my hair. And she says, "Oh, your mother just wants it trimmed, doesn't she?" I said, "No, the shorter the better." And she gave me what you call a shingle. Up high, shingled it up high on my head. It looked just like a boy when she got through. And I put a cap on and wore it for days and days, and I wouldn't let anyone see my hair. I felt naked, even my neck, because I had worn this long hair all my life.
Was your mom mad?
No, she was just disappointed, but she didn't get mad. And my dad told her, said, "Now, she won't get no inheritance anyway." And said, "You've made her suffer with that long hair all her life." She said, "She wanted it cut, it's all right." And so she didn't whip me.
What memories in your childhood stand out? Like working on the farm or some church event that you attended?
Well, working on the farm, we'd have to get up so early in the morning at 4:30 of the morning and get all the milk and done, and then go into the fields. We'd have to hoe cotton, or if it was cotton picking time, we'd have to pick cotton. And I never got to go to school till about December. 1st of December, we was through gathering the crops. And that stands out because I needed to have been in school all this time. And so, we had a good life. And as far as the church services, I can remember going to Sunday school about the age of 6 or 7. And when I was about 8 years old, I began to go to church regularly. And we had a good life.
Was there anything that happened, like whenever you were working out on the field with your sisters and brothers? Did y'all ever get into trouble?
Oh, yes, a lot of times. If they had taught us in the Sunday school class to have faith in the Lord, they were running a revival in town. We lived in the country about 3 miles out, and they were running a revival, and we wanted to go so bad. And I was about 10 or maybe 11, and I had got saved and joined the church, and so we wanted to go, but it's on Saturday, and my dad said we just had to stay there and hoe cotton that afternoon, that we couldn't quit early and go to church. And we rode in a 2-horse wagon to go to church. And I kept begging. I didn't give up. I was the one that liked to beg. And I didn't give up. And he said, okay. He come across a stump there that was just covered in these black ants. I mean, they were just working a line. And he said, okay. He wasn't a Christian, so he didn't mind doing what he did. He said, okay. He says, we'll go to church tonight and to the revival. We'll quit when we get out to the end of the road. If you'll put your foot on this stump and hold it there 2 minutes without moving it. Well, they had taught us in church about David and the lion, how he killed the lion and how he killed the giants, and Daniel, whenever they cast him in the lion's den and all like that, and they said God will do the same thing for us that he did for them. So I had faith in God. I really had faith in God that he was going to take care of me, and I just said a little prayer in my mind. I didn't say it out loud. Lord, help me now. I'm going to put my foot on these ants and don't let a one bite me. And I was barefooted. I stuck my little old foot up on that bench, up on that stump that had those ants just a-crawling. They crawled all between my toes, all over my foot, all around my foot. They had it just as flat, but they never a one bit me at all, never stung me at all. And my dad looked so funny. He said, take your foot off. And he laid his hoe down, and we went to church that night. And later after that, we had prayed for our daddy to be a Christian. And because we wanted all of our family to go to heaven when we went. Well, he's testified a many year time about that ant and that stump. He said, she had so much faith in God till it made me want the same God that she knew. And so... that was because of him being a Christian. That still stands out in my life today.
Mm-hmm. You said y'all went to church in a horse-drawn wagon?
Yes.
Is that how y'all got around everywhere?
Yeah, well, we went. We didn't have cars back in my day. There's just one or two cars that went up and down this road. There's one family in particular that I remember had a car, and that was John Jackson.
When was the first time you got a car?
And when I was 14. When I was 14 years old.
Your parents got one?
Yeah, my dad got one.
Okay, so how was your life during the Great Depression? Do you remember that?
Well, I can remember some of it. My age is 74, so I was living in the Great Depression, and I remember some of it. Some stands out pretty well, because there was one winter. We were poor. We was an ordinary family. And there was one winter that we didn't get to go to school because we didn't have shoes. And my dad always seen that we had food on the table, though. We never did have to eat cornbread for breakfast like a lot of people that I know of. And we had plenty of food. He was a good provider, so we raised our food, and we had plenty of it to eat. And if anybody was hungry in our neighborhood, and my dad knew about it, he seen that they had something to eat too. But one thing that does stand out in my memory is my uncle and aunt and all of their children, which they had about 5 or 6 children, came to our house to live because they couldn't make it. They were starving. And my dad took them in, and we shared what food we had and what clothes we had. But we didn't get to go, as I say, go to school that winter because we had to go barefooted, so we stayed by the fire.
Mm-hmm. It didn't really affect y'all since you did grow your own food and...
Yes, it affected us a lot. If my daddy hadn't been a good worker and a good provider, he hewed cross ties for 50 cents a day. And back then, 50 cents a day would go, I guess, further than $5 would go now.
Mm-hmm. So most what y'all grew in your garden, your crops, was mostly cotton and then food for y'all?
Mm-hmm. We had potatoes of both kinds, ashed potatoes, sweet potatoes. And we had my mother can. Oh, she just had a closet full of canned stuff that we had raised, you know. And she canned all of that. And we'd always have 2 big hogs, and they were killed. And we had the lard and all of that, our own lard. And my daddy grew his corn, so we had our own cornmeal. All we had to buy really was coffee and flour and sugar. those was three items that on the menu that we had to buy, I know of, but I don't remember the other things.
Mm-hmm.
But we raised the stuff we ate, and we ate pretty good.
Where did y'all go to buy stuff? Where did you go to buy things off
of food? Piedmont, we went to Lloyd Morgan's grocery store.
Okay, about the school that you had, where did you go to school at?
Piedmont.
You had to, did you have to walk? Or?
We had to walk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a long way. three miles and a half, we had to walk.
Mm-hmm. And y'all did that every day, going there and back?
There and back, uh-huh.
How far did you go in school? And did you graduate?
I didn't graduate. I went to grammar school. I never did get to go into high school.
Okay. What happened politically during your childhood or the rest of your life that you didn't forget? Probably something like Kennedy getting shot. I know you remember that.
Yes, I remember that well, but in my earlier childhood, long about the Depression days, I can remember this. We were all hoping that a good president would come in. Hoover was president during the Depression, and Roosevelt was voted in.
Mm-hmm.
And, so when they voted Roosevelt in, then it seemed like things began to changed a little bit. He had put people to working on with the welfare and different things like that. Of course, my daddy never did work for them because he always cut cross ties and did things like that and made our living. And we would cut wood. I can remember helping cut the wood, saw the wood up. Stove wood. People used to cook on a stove that burnt wood.
Mm-hmm.
And we would take a load of stove wood a week into town, and people would buy it, and that would help us get groceries, what we needed.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what they call the Red Scare, whenever they were afraid of communists after World War II? Do you remember going through that?
Yes, I remember going through that. And most everybody wanted to dig a hole in the ground and fix it, so you know, if we had the atomic bomb come over, you know,
mm-hmm.
say, well, we could get in that and be safe, but we never did fix for that.
Do people around where you live, and they do that?
Uh-huh, a lot of people did.
Yeah. So who was your favorite president?
Well, I love Kennedy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You remember what you were doing whenever you found out who had been shot?
Yes. I had my TV on that day, and so I was ironing, had my iron up, my ironing board up, and I was ironing, and the bulletin come over the TV, and it told about it. Well, I just sat out and just cut my arm off and sit down and cried.
Yeah.
I can remember that very well.
What was the biggest disaster that you remember happening maybe around here or in the world?
Biggest disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, just recently we had this storm come through, tornado come through, and this church, Methodist church, was going down on 140 people. They was trapped in there, and that was the biggest tragedy I've seen in my life. There's 20 killed just in that one church. And so in my earlier childhood, a tragedy that happened to us, we lived in a two-story house. One part of it was log, and the other part was just wood, you know. And so one night it come a tornado, or it had rained all day. But that night it went to raining so hard, we had a kerosene lamp. That's what we used. We didn't have electricity in the country then.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, my mother said this blowed the tin off of the roof. Some of us blowed off of the roof and went on where the children sleeps, and said, we're going to have to get the mattresses and bring them in and lay them in the floor in our bedroom. And so I went in there with them holding the lamp, and I was just 7 years old at that time. And I went in there holding the lamp for them to tote the bed clothing out and everything. And my daddy hollered, "Run." And I heard the awfulest roaring I ever heard. Went like a train or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see, you know, the house was going. And we ran back in and in at the door, out of that room into the room where my daddy was standing. And I could see things falling between me and him, and I'd be under them. Somehow or another, we got out of there. My mother and myself and my sister and brother was in there. But we got out and got back in the room where he was at. That was the log part of the house that stood.
Mm-hmm.
And we got in that part of the house and was safe. But I can remember that very well.
So the tornado just ripped the part that was on
that,
the wood?
That was the wood, and left the log house standing, the log part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Left two rooms of the house standing.
Goodness.